Okay, we're beginning here on the top of Chofetz Chaim, and Aleph, five lines down. Gemara is just continuing to discuss the beets that we mentioned yesterday, and has a memra about that, which is Amar Rav Chisda, Tavshil Shel Tradin, Yafed Alev, beets, or cooked beets, are good for the heart, V'tov Ve'enayim are good for the eyes, V'chol Shekein the B'nei Me'ayim, and certainly for the intestines, for the bowels. Amar Avaya, Avaya qualifies that statement of Rav Chisda, and says, V'hu D'yotiv Abay Tafet, that's only if it's sat on the stove for a long time, va'avid toch toch, and it makes that bubbling sound, as Rashi explains here, that it's been on there so long that it's thoroughly cooked to the point where it's dissolved. It's almost a liquid at that point, and that's when it is good for the heart, the eyes, and the intestines. Amarova, hareini ben azai b'shukei Tveria. I am like ben azai in the marketplaces of Tveria. Rava on that day, as Rashi says, Yom Abdich Avaleh had a clear mind, a clear thought process on that day, and therefore he's willing to answer any questions because he had what he thought were the ability to answer or have insights on certain manners. He was referencing Ben Azai, who used to darshan in public, was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and was better or bigger than any of the other Talmid Chachamim, and therefore he was willing to darshan in public without any fear. So then, Amar Leh, how may Rabbanan the Rava? So one of the Rabbanan asked Rava a question that day, Tabuchim Bekama, apples, how many apples do you need in order to make into an Eruv? Amar Leh, V'chimarvim B'tabuchim, Rava responded to him and says, can you use apples for an Eruv? Before we start asking how many, are you allowed to use apples at all? Velo, are you not allowed to use them? Vatanan. Kol ochel mitzdarfim lifsol et hagvia v'chatzi pras. Umazon shtei sudot leiruf. Ukebeitza letamei tumat ochlim. So here the Mishnah is bringing together a number of items that have shiurim that are connected. The connection between them is the shtei sudot pras, the measurement of the items. Pras is a half a loaf of bread. And that pras, according to Rashi, is 4 beitzim. According to the Rambam, it's 3 beitzim. And over here we have what's called chatzi pras, half of a half. Half of half, according to Rashi, is going to be 2 beitzim. According to the Rambam, will be 1.5 beitzim. Over here, the Gemara is going to Mishnah. It's a locha that we saw back in the first parak of Shabbat, which is that any ochel, any food that is tamei, that is consumed by the individual, it makes the individual tamei. Even though midoraita, the person would not be tamei from consuming such ochel, the Gemara in the first parak of Shabbat discusses that there was a gzeira put in place because of truma and other reasons that a person who consumes tamei food, that is the size of chatzia pras, then they become tamei, their body becomes tamei. Uba mazon shtei sudot eruv, and with regards to 2 sudot of an eruv, which each suda is the size of half a loaf, meaning that the 2 sudot are the size of a full loaf. According to Rashi, that full loaf is 8 beitzim, which is 2 sudot, each suda being 4 beitzim. And according to the Rambam, 6 beitzim is the size of the full loaf, each meal being 3 beitzim to make up the shtei sudot. And kubeitza, the size of 1 beitza, the tamei tumat ochlim, which is the minimum size for an item, according to most Rishonim, to convey tumat to other things. Rashi, in a couple of places, notes that that might be even to receive tumat, might be the size of a kubeitza. Tosafot, in all those locations, argues on Rashi's position. But in all these items, the Mishnah says, kol ochlim. Any food substance can be used or brought together to make up any one of these 3 items. Included in that is the mazon shtei seudot for the eruv. The shtei seudot can be made up of any food item or any food substance. If that's your proof, then why is that a conclusive proof that you can use apples? Because it says any food, and these are edible items. Rabbi Yochanan, who we saw at the beginning of the parak, says, even when a Mishnah lays out a general principle, we do not say that that general principle is definitive. It might be true in most of the cases, might be true in 95% of the cases, but there are some exceptions to the rule. If that's the case over here, maybe this is one of the exceptions to the rule. Ella, his proof is from the fact that the Mishnah connects between 2 items, which is Ella Mishum Dotani, Umazon Shtei Sudot Eruv, Ukebeitza Letamei Tumat Ochlim. So just like the food items that are mentioned in this Mishnah can, with the size of a beitza, convey tuma to other food items or to liquids, those food items, or that which become tamei, also is mentioned in the Mishnah that can form the mazon shtei sudot of the eruv. V'hani nami. These apples, b'nei tumuyei tumat ochlim ninu. They can be mekabel and convey tumat ochlim. So the fact that they qualify for tumat ochlim in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah parallels that with the shtei sudot of the eruv, indicates that tapuchim can be used for the eruv. So in the end, v'kama, how many apples do you use in order to have shtei sudot? Amar of Nachman, tapuchim bikav. Use a kav worth of apples. That is the size or the amount that would consist of shtei se'udot, and that would suffice for the eruv. Meitavei, is that really true? Rabbi Shimon Elazar omer, uchla tavlin. Uchla is a measurement, and it's what's called a shminit shibalitra. It's an eighth of a litra, and a litra is a log. So just to get a sense, a kav has four log in it, and each log, if divided into eight parts, an eighth of a log, that would be the size of an uchla. We're talking about here the tavlin. They're one eighth of a log. The litra yerek, or a log worth of yerek, and that's one quarter the size of the number of apples that we mentioned before. Tabuchim, we said we're a kav. Each kav contains four log. So over here, to have shtei se'udot, it sounds like you need tapuchim bekav. You need at least a kav worth of tapuchim. And over here, Rabbi Shimon Elazar is saying, with regards to this Mishnah is found in Maaser Ani, and the Mishnah over here is telling me the minimum amounts of items that you may grant to an Ani. When you are distributing Maaser Ani from your Goren, you have to give them what's called kedei netina, the amount that is considered to be a giving, an amount that is of substance or substantial. That amount is netina, and that netina is here governed by the sizes that we're mentioning over here. So one size is uchla tavlin. If we don't have spices, you have to give them a minimum of one-eighth of a log. Litra yerek, for vegetables, you have to give them at least a log. Vasaray gozim, if you're distributing nuts, it has to be at least 10 nuts. Vichamisha afarsakim, if you're distributing peaches, it has to be a minimum of 5 peaches. Ushnei rimonim, if you're distributing pomegranates, at least a minimum of 2. Vetrog, if you're distributing etrogim, then you only have to give 1. Va'amar gursak bardare. So gursak bardare says, mishmei de rabin ashia bar shkuvli, mishmei de rav, in the name of rav, v'chein le'iruf. That the items here in this mishnah, the sizes that we're using for maaser ani, which are the standards for kedei netina and maaser ani, are also the same standards for eruv, the shtei se'udot of eruv. So what you see here, v'hani ami, l'avi ki'afar segim. Why should apples be any different than peaches? If peaches for kedei netina l'ani, it suffices to have 5 peaches, and that is considered to be netina l'ani, and based on Rav's qualification of that mishnah, we say that also suffices to be the shtei se'udot of an eruv. That works for peaches, why doesn't it work for apples as well? Mar says, no, you have to differentiate. Hani chashive, v'hani lo chashive. Peaches are considered to be chashuv. Apples are not considered a chashuv. Over here, Rashi notes something that we're going to see in tomorrow's daf, which is that when it comes to the shtei se'udot over here, it's not exactly that you have to have shtei se'udot for the eruv. You have to have the amount of an item that would normally be found in shtei se'udot. So therefore, the chashivut, the importance or the specialness of an item will impact on how much of that you have in a seuda. So here we're talking about what we call kinuach seuda for dessert. He's going to have peaches. So something that is more expensive, more chashuv, you're going to have less of them to make up the shtei se'udot. Whereas apples, which are more commonly found, there maybe for shtei se'udot, if you had those for dessert, you would have more of them. So you can't just conclude because that's the number for peaches, that would also be the number for apples within shtei se'udot. But everything is according to its commonness, its expense, its chashivut. All of these items impact on the amount that you have to have in the seuda. Beyond that, the Gemara will discuss tomorrow as well, that even by certain items that you eat in the seuda, if they're normally the main course, then it's the amount that you'd have for the main course, versus if it's something that is a condiment or something that accompanies the main course, then you only have to have the amount that would accompany the main course of that item. You don't have to have a full 2 seudot. So here you see that a full 2 seudot is not required. So why do you require a kav of tapuchim if you only require 5 peaches? Here the Gemara differentiates and says peaches are different than apples. On the other hand, Amar Rav Yosef, Sharalei Mare, the Rav Menashe Bar Shkuvli. Hashem should forgive Rav Menashe Bar Shkuvli, because Ana Amrita Niale, I'm the one who told him about this memra of Rav, and I said it on Matnitan. I said it on a Mishnah, Vu Amra Breita. And he now took that and extrapolated it and applied it to the Breita we just quoted from Maaser Ani. He applied it to that Breita. I, Rav Yosef says, said this V'chein by Rav on a Mishnah from Pe'ah, which we'll see in 1 second. But I think that it only applies. When we say V'chein Eruv, it only applies to that Mishnah. It doesn't necessarily apply to this Breita. If that's the case, then we've solved our problem, because the fact that you need a kav worth of tapuchim may not have anything to do with the fact that you have 5 peaches by the netina of Maaser Ani. Because Ram's statement of V'chein Eruv didn't apply to that Breita. Titnan, we have a Mishnah. Ein pochatim l'ani begorin. When you give to the Ani, again, the Maaser Ani that you give to him in the Goren, what is considered to be a kedei netina? So you give him a chatzi kav chitim. If you give him wheat, it has to be a half a kav worth, 2 log worth. Vikav si'orim. If it's barley, you have to give him a full kav, 4 log worth. But bimei omer, chatzi kav si'orim. By si'orim, you only have to give him a half kav. Vikav v'chetzi kusmin. If you give him out spelt, you have to give him 1.5 kav. Vikav grugerot. If he's giving him dried figs, he has to give him a kav worth of dried figs. Omane devela. Or he has to give him the amount, the weight of 100 dvelot, 100 zuz of dvela. The dvela are pressed figs versus grugerot, which are dried figs. And as Rashi notes over here, when they're simply dried figs, then they're sold based on their volumetric measure, which is a kav. On the other hand, once they are pressed, they are no longer sold by volume, but rather by weight. And that's why over here it gives a different term for the dried figs as being a kav, a volumetric measure, versus the manat dvela, which is a weight measurement for the pressed figs. Rabbi Kiva Omer, pras. Rabbi Kiva says, pras, the word pras we saw before means half. So Rabbi Kiva disagrees with the Tanakam, who says that you have a manat vela, and rather says that it's pras, half of that 100 worth, zuz worth of weight. Now the Mishnah continues and says, the Tanakam says, v'chatzi log yayin. If you're going to give wine, it has to be at least a half a log worth of wine. Rabbi Kiva Omer, revi'it. It has to be a quarter log worth of wine. Or revi'it shemen. And you have to give a quarter log worth of oil. Rabbi Kiva Omer, shminit. You have to give 1/8 of a log worth of shemen. So in each of these instances, Rabbi Kiva gives a measurement that's half the size of that of the Tana Kama. Shar kol ha-peirot, any other fruits, amar Abba Shmuel, kadei shim kareim, v'ikach me'en shtei seudot. Any other fruits which are not mentioned in this Mishnah, you have to take enough peirot that if you sold them, you would be able to purchase with that money or those proceeds the amount of 2 seudot. So that would be the amount of fruits that you would need. Mar says, V'amar Rav, v'chein le'iruf. This is where Rav Yosef said, Rav said, v'chein le'iruf. This is where Rav said that the same din applies to an eruf. So Mar says, Mayumi dahai, mihach. Why is the Mishnah any different than the Braita? We're talking about the same halacha, which is Maiser Ani. So how do we know that Rav's statement was about the Mishnah, not about the Braita? As Tosafot points out, the assumption here is that Rav Yosef didn't hear this directly from Rav, but he had heard that Rav had said something about Eruv, and he concludes that it was connected to this Mishnah, not to the Braita. The Gemara wants to know why. Where does Rav Yosef come up with this understanding that Rav's statement is only about the Mishnah, not about the Braita? Ilei mishum dekani b'tai hach tavlin. In the first Braita that we brought about Maaser Ani, it talked about spices, v'tavlin v'la b'nei achila ninhu, and the reason that Rav Yosef thinks it doesn't apply to Eruv there is because spices are not edible food that can be used for an Eruv. So because of that, he says, that can't be talking about Eruv. That can't be true. Over here in this Mishnah, it's talking about wheat and barley, which are also not ready-made food, and they can't be eaten as is. If that's the case, then they shouldn't apply to Eruv here as well. So that cannot be the reasoning why Rav Yosef gives precedence to the Mishnah over the Braita in terms of Rav's statement. And this wheat and barley are also not items that can be eaten ready as they are. Ela mishum dektani chatzi log yayin. The reason is because the Mishnah says half a log worth of yayin is considered to be a kedei nitina to an ani. V'amar Rav, and we've heard from Rav, me'arvim b'shtei riviot shel yayin. You can make an eruv with 2 riviot a log shel yayin. So if you take 2 riviot a log of yayin, that equals a chatzi log of yayin. So mibein and kulei hai, the fact that Rav demands worth of wine, that you have 2 riviot of yayin, which means a chatzi log of yayin, where did he get that from? He must have gotten it from this Mishnah, Shma Mina. Yama Rav, v'chein le'iruv, that means when Rav made that statement, v'chein le'iruv, v'hamat nitan ka'amar, he must have said on this Mishnah, Shma Mina, because that's how Rav came to the position that by wine you need 2 riviot to make up the eruv, and that he got from the Mishnah by Maaser Ani, which says that a chatzi log yayin is considered the amount that you have to give a nitina to the ani, and if you say v'chein le'iruv, that's how he derived it from there, and that's why Rav Yosef says that the statement of Rav was on the Mishnah and not on the Braita. And therefore, you can't make any conclusion about fruits from that Braita, because Rav's statement wasn't made about that. And therefore, you don't have a question from the peaches to the apples, because we don't know if v'chein le'iruv applies to that Braita. Amamar, umazon shtei seudot le'iruv, sarav Yosef le'amar, adika suda mehai v'suda mehai. When it says that you have to have 2 seudot for an eruv, Rav Yosef thought that meant that you could only use 2 items to make up the eruv. You could use 1 item if you wanted, but if you use 2 food substances to make up the shtei seudot, the maximum you could have is 2, because you have to have a minimum of 1 seuda from each type of food. So therefore, you can only have 2 types in order to make up the shtei seudot. Samalei Rabba, Rabba says them, afilu lemechsel l'shlish l'rviyah. That's not the case. It can be made up of multiple different types of foods. As long as together they make up shtei seudot, that is fine. You don't have any minimum requirement of at least a su'da from each type of food that's used. Gufa, Amarav me'arvim b'shtei reviot shel yayin. Rav says that in order to make an eruv from wine, you need at least two reviot alog to do this. Umi b'inan kulei hai? Do you really need that much wine? V'atayah. Don't we have a bright there? B'shimon alazo amer yayin kedei le'echol bo. The amount of wine that you need is the amount that you would eat. As Rashi points out here, le'echol bo means the amount that you would use to soak your, or dip your bread in during the meal, which is literally less than two reviot of yayin. Chometz kedei le'tabel bo. The amount of vinegar that you need is the amount that you would dip into during the meal. Zeitim u'bitzalim kedei le'echol men shtei si'udot. Onions and olives, the amount that you would normally eat of them into su'udot, to accompany the bread that you eat into su'udot. So here you have a braita that seems to indicate that wine does not need that significant amount of wine that Rav had stated before. Rav says to reveal to yayin. Here we have a braita that is saying, yayin kedei le'echol bo, the amount of wine that you need just to soak the bread in, which is a significantly smaller amount. Where it says, atam b'chamra b'vashlo. Over there, the bright is talking about cooked wine, boiled wine. So, yayin mevushal, that's not wine that is used for drinking purposes, but rather for dipping purposes. There, you could say that that's the amount. But if you want to use wine that is drinking wine, then you need a minimum of shtei reviot to make up the shtei su'udot, because that's what a person drinks in two meals. He drinks a reviot of yayin in each meal. Amar mar, chometz kedei dabel bo, the amount of vinegar you have is the amount to dip the vegetables in. Amar av gidol, amar av kedei dabel bo mazon shtei su'udot shel yerek. One way to read that braita is to say that if you made the shtei tu su'udot out of only vegetables, then you need the amount of vinegar that would support the dipping of all those vegetables. It's not literally that you made the two meals out of the vegetables, but rather two meals that you had vegetables in those meals. So how many vegetables would you normally have in those meals? It would be less than shtei su'udot to be a part of the su'uda. That amount of vegetables, that's the amount of vinegar you need to be able to dip into. So obviously that would be a significantly less than the amount if you had two su'udot from vegetables, then you would need a lot more vinegar. If you say it's the vegetables that normally accompany two meals, then you would need a smaller amount of vinegar to have those vegetables dipped into it. Amar mar, zeitim u'bitzalim kedei l'chol behen mazon shtei su'udot. So Mar says over here, u'bitzalim mim'arvin, are you really allowed to use onions to make an eruv? V'atan, you have a bright on Rabbi Shimon Elazar, pamachat, Shabbat Rabbi Meir be'Ardiska. Rabbi Meir was found in Ardiska for Shabbat. Uva adam echad lefanav, and a person who was traveling through there came before him. Amar lo Rabbi, irafti b'bitzalim. I made my eruv out of onions, the Tivin, to a place called Tivin. Tivin was past Ardiska, and his 2,000 amot went from his eruv to Tivin, and Ardiska was on the way. So since Ardiska was on the way, he could walk to Ardiska. He came there, he spoke to Rabbi Meir, and told him, I made my eruv out of onions. Voshiva Rabbi Meir, barba amot shelo. Rabbi Meir says, you gotta stay in your 4 amot. That is the rule for someone who leaves their tchum on Shabbat. If they leave their tchum on Shabbat, they only get 4 amot. They're stuck wherever they are, they only get the 4 amot where they're standing. So that's what Rabbi Meir Paskin for this individual, because he had used Bitzalim. He obviously felt that Bitzalim were not a good Eruv. And since they were not a good Eruv, he could not walk anymore. He had now walked outside of the Tchum, and he was stuck. As Tosfos points out, it can't be that he's in the city, because the whole city is considered to be Arba Amot, and therefore you could walk around the whole city. So here must be that he's slightly outside the city, and therefore he didn't get the 4 Amot of the city, he just got his own 4 Amot. But what do you see here? That onions are no good for an Eruv. Yet, we just saw before that onions were good for an Eruv. Lokasha be'alim haba'imahot. Depends what part of the onion you're talking about. If you're talking about the leaves of the onion, those are problematic. Those don't work for an eruv. Be'imahot, when you're talking about the bulbs of the onion, they can be used for the eruv. Tetanya, achal batzal vishkimu meit. A person who eats onion at night, and then gets up in the morning and dies. Ein omrim imamet. You don't have to ask why he died. He died because he ate the onions. So that is speaking about the leaves of the onions. That's not speaking about the bulbs of the onions. Parmashmoa, loshana el ba'anim. That's talking about the leaves. When we're talking about the bulbs, let them buy. There's no problem eating the bulbs of the onions. Those are fine. Those are edible food. And when it comes to the leaves, they're only problematic. As long as the onion hasn't grown the amount of a zirta, the size of your pinky, and so the onion hasn't matured enough yet. It's only when the onions are very immature, or the leaves a problem. If the onion's already grown to the size where it's drawing away the eris, where they got the poison in the leaves, let them ba. There is no problem. That's only if you didn't drink beer afterwards. Date beer, barley beer. Aval ishtei shichwa, let them ba. Drinks beer afterwards, that's not a problem. Tanu banan, lo yochal adam batzal mipnei nachash shibo. Person shouldn't eat onions because of the snake that is in it. Rashi says, why is the term snake or nachash used over here? It's because there's a poisonous liquid in there, eris serafa batzal. There's a poisonous liquid inside of the onion, and that is the problem. You have to be careful when you eat the onions because of that poisonous liquid. On the other hand, most of the Rishonim and Tosfot quotes here from the Rach, the Rabbeinu Hananel, that the nachash is really the middle area of the onion, the place where the stalk or the flower grows out of the onion to above ground. So that piece, that center stalk, that is problematic. That's what they call the nachash, because it looks like a nachash. The top of the flower looks wider, and then the curving body down into the onion, that looks like a nachash, and that's why it's called a nachash. The question of why this is the case, it's interesting just to note that onions do contain within them a liquid of propyl sulfide, which in the quantities that are found in onions in general is not poisonous and not problematic for human beings, even though that liquid could be poisonous for people. But what's interesting here is that if you ate a large quantity of onions, it could be poisonous for people. The way Rashi explains it over here, at least that it's talking about a liquid inside the onion, there could be that possibility. So if you're talking about shtei seudot worth of onions for an eruv, then you can understand why this possibly could be poisonous or problematic for the individual. There was a case where Rechinish achal chatzi batzal v'chatzi nachash. She ate half an onion, but half of the nachash. But there again, according to Rashi, it's the liquid. Or according to Tosafot, the other Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Hananel, that's talking about the flowering stalk. Shebo v'chala, and he fell ill from it. V'natal amut, and he was going to die. Bikshu chavirav rachamim alav. His friends davened on his behalf. V'chaya, and he lived. M'neishe asha'at zrichalo. They needed him. He was so important to the door that they couldn't afford to have him pass away. And therefore they davened to save him so that he could continue to lead that generation. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Shmuel, Shechar me'arvim bo, beer you're allowed to use for eruv, uposela de mikveh, and if beer falls into a mikveh, it causes it to be pasul b'shloshet lugim. There is a din in mikveh that if 3 log of maim shuvim fall into the mikveh to make up the 40 sa'ah, then they are posel the mikveh. They make the mikveh a pasul mikveh. That's drawn water instead of rain water. That causes the problem. Over here, what he's noting, Rabbi Zeira, is that beer has that same status as that water, and therefore it would be posel the mikveh. So Mati v'la Rav Kahana challenged that. V'chima ben zeh the meitzeva. How is this any different than dyed water? Tetznan, Rabbi Yossi, omer meitzeva poselim et mikveh. Dyed water is posel the mikveh shloshet lugim. So why should beer be any different? The words, the way you call it, that should tell you the difference. Over there you call it dyed water, so it's still water. That's why it's a problem. Here it's called beer. So therefore, maybe you would think that it would not be posel the mikveh. That's what he's coming to teach you, that despite the fact that it's not called water, it's still posel the mikveh, as Tosfot notes, because the primary ingredient, or the primary part of the beer, is the water. And because of that, it still has a status of water with regards to being posel et ha-mikveh with shloshet lugim. The Gama Me'arvim, how much beer do you need to make an Eruf? For the Savar of Acha Brei the Rabbi Yosef, Kameh the Rabbi Yosef, the Meimar, that you need Betrein Vivei Shechra. You need 2 quarters of beer. This quarter over here is controversial. Rashi over here says one thing, and Tosafot disagrees, and Rashi in other places in Shas, in Shabbat, we saw this in the Gemara Shabbat, disagrees, and actually says like Tosafot does over here. And that is because Rivi'it is a quarter of what? So, over here, Rashi takes the position, which he rejects in the Gemara and Shabbat, which is that we're talking about a kav, and when we say a rivah here, we're talking about 1 quarter of a kav. Well, kav, we said before, is made up of 4 log, and therefore a quarter of a kav is 1 log. And therefore, when we talk about all the quarters here in this Gemara, the quarters are a log. On the other hand, Tosafot and Rashi in Gemara and Shabbat says that's not the case. Every rivah, when we're talking about a quarter here, we're talking about rivi'it halog. We're talking about 1 quarter of the log itself. And so that would be a size that was obviously a quarter of the size that we're mentioning. If you think it's a kav, and then a quarter of a kav is a log, if instead you think that the base is a log, and then it's a quarter of that, then it's a quarter of what is being stated here. So I'll read it like Rashi to explain it, but just note, and I'll mention it again at the end, that according to the Rishonim here, like Tosafot and Rashi back in the Gemara Shabbat, the explanation is not based on a kav, but rather on a log. So therefore, over here, the Gemara begins and says that how much shechar do you want to say? That's trade rivei de shechra. 2 quarters of a kav. Well, a quarter of a kav is a log. That means 2 log worth of beer. Ketitnan. Because I'm based on the Mishnah. Motzi yain, person on Shabbat who carries wine out. Kedei mizigat kos. It's the amount that you would use to fill a cup. Meaning the amount that you use to dilute in a cup. Betani Allah, kedei mizigat kos yafeh. What does that mean that you dilute it? It's for a kos yafeh. A nice kos. My kos yafeh. What does a nice kos mean? Kos shel bracha. the minimum amount that you require for a kosher bracha, the one that you would make a bracha, you'd bench, you'd say Birkat HaMazon on it, you'd make Kiddush on it, that's what the kosher bracha we're talking about here. V'amar Rav Nachman Rabba Barvua, kosher bracha, tzarich she'bo rova rivi'it, it has to have a quarter of a quarter, kadei shim zegenu v'yamod rivi'it, so that when you dilute it, it'll end up being a rivi'it. Uke de Rava, like Rava explains, d'amar Rava, kol chamra, lo dari achad tulat maya lav chamrahu. That wine, to be proper wine, has to be diluted, three parts water, one part wine. So if I want to get to a number that's this rivi'it, again, we're going with Rashi, which is, that's a kav. A rivi'it agav is a log. I want to end up with a log worth of yayin. So if I went up with a log worth of yayin, and I know in order to dilute my wine, I have to use three parts water, one part wine, that means I need a rivi'a de rivita. I need 1/16 of a kav, or a quarter of a log worth of undiluted wine. And if I pour three parts water into that, then I will end up with a log, or a quarter of a kav. So that is the amount that is considered to be chashuv, or important, because that is the amount that will get you to a proper cup for kosher bracha. So you see that the amount, or the minimum amount for wine to be carried on Shabbat and be chashuv, is a revi'a de revi'ata. Again, according to Rashi here, that means a quarter of a kav, which is a log, and a quarter of that means one quarter of a log. Mitani Seifa, and that Mishnah continues in Shabbat and says, Shakola Mashkim, any other drink, Birivit, is with a quarter. Again, Rashi says a quarter of a kav means a log. Pachola Shufrim, all sewage water is Birivit. Umidahatam Alchad Arba. And over there, if the ratio is 4:1, Hakanami Alchad Arba. Also over here, the ratio should be 4:1. So let's think about that. Over there in the Mishnah in Shabbat, it says, the amount of wine that you need to be chayav for carrying is revi'ata de revi'a, is a quarter of a quarter, because you're going to dilute it three parts water to one part wine, so therefore the wine really needs to be a quarter of the final result. The final result is a revi'it, according to Rashi, that's a log. So if you're required to get to a log, you'll need a quarter of a log of wine to get there. Yet, in the remainder of that Mishnah, it says any other drink requires a full quarter. A full quarter means a quarter of a kav, means a log, a full log. So that means in the Mishnah and Shabbat, the relationship between the beer and the wine is that for beer, for you to be chayav and carrying beer, you need a quarter. Quarter of a kav is a log to carry it out. But then to be chayav for carrying wine, you would need a quarter of a quarter. You want to get to an end result of a log of wine, that means that you need a quarter of undiluted wine to get there. So that means that it's a quarter of a log worth of wine that you would carry. The relationship between the beer there, which is a log, and the quarter log of the wine that makes you chayav is 4:1. So let's say the same thing over here. Over here, too, let's say by a roof, how much wine do you need in order to be shtei seudot? So we saw before from Rav, that was shtei revi'ot yayin. Over there, shtei revi'ot yayin, Rashi explains over there, that's revi'it alug. So that means that's a chatzi log yayin. That's what we saw in the Mishnah from Maaser Ani. That's half a log worth of yayin. So if I use the same ratio of 4:1, I multiply a chatzi log by 4, I end up with 2 log. And that's the conclusion of Rav Acha Brei Dav Yosef, was before Rav Yosef to say that you need trei rivei kav. You need 2 quarters of a kav. A quarter of a kav is a log, means 2 log. 2 log of beer is the equivalent of a shtei riviot, or a chatzi log of wine. The relationship of 4:1, here, the same way that we had the relationship of 4:1 in the Gemara and Shabbat. So that's how he comes to the conclusion that that's the case. The Gemara says, Veloi, that's not the case. Hotom hu, debatzir miyachi lo chashiv. Over there, we're worried about what is chashuv. So over there, the relationship is about what is considered chashuv. So over there, we were looking for the minimum amount that would still be considered chashuv. Not in relationship to meals or anything like that, just the minimum amount that people consider chashuv. And there we said that's a revi'ata de revi'a. Whereas by shichra, by beer, that was a revi'it. Now over here, we're not after what's considered to be chashuv, but we're rather after what is considered to be shtei seudot. Over there in the Mishnah Shabbat, the consideration is what's considered to be chashuv in order that you'll be chayav for carrying on Shabbat. Of a hocha, consideration here is not about chashivut, but rather about the amount that you would normally consume within to shtei seudot. And over here, avidi inshei deshatu kasa b'tzafra v'kasa b'panya. People will drink 1 cup worth in their morning meal and 1 cup worth in their evening meal. And then they will rely on that as their drink for the shtei seudot. So over here, the relationship may not be the same as it is over there. Over there, we're worried about what's considered to be distinguished, which is considered to be significant. And there, the relationship might be 4:1, because beer, the significance of beer is not below this revi'it. Whereas wine, there's no significance below revi'ita de revi'ita. But over here, the question is about what would you normally drink in shtei seudot. It's a volume, it's a quantity that you would drink, and it has nothing to do with the chashivut. And over here, the relationship may break down, because we see that people drink 1 cup in the morning, 1 cup in the afternoon, and that suffices. So here the relationship might be the same for wine and beer. And therefore you can't use the relationship of 4-to-1 from carrying on Shabbat and apply it here to Eruv, because we're talking about two different issues and you cannot cross between them. That's the way Rashi explains the whole Gemara. I just note that Tosafot explains the Gemara differently, saying that all along here when it says Rivi'it, we're talking about a Rivi'it Alog. That's what we're trying to get to. That's the final quantity of wine that makes up a kosher bracha, is 1/4 worth of a log, not a quarter of a kav, which ends up being a log. And Riviata is 1/16 of a log. Not like Rashi says that it's 1/16 of a kav, but rather 1/16 of a log. And that's the way we pass an aloch. Again, Rashi in the Gemara and Shabbat says the same thing that Tosafot says over here, that the Rivi we're talking about is a quarter of a log, and that is the amount of a cup that we normally drink for a kosher bracha, which has been measured to be somewhere between 3.3 and 4.4 ounces for a Riviat Alog. Tamarim Bekamo. If you use dates for your Shtei Seudot, how many do you need? Amar Rav Yosef, Tamarim Bekav. Need a Kav's worth of Tamarim. Amar Rav Yosef, Mina Aminola. How can I prove that to you? The Tanya. I have a bright of Achal Grugurot Vishilem Tamarim. If he ate figs and pays back dates, Tavola Bracha, he should be blessed. Here's a case where a person, Bishogeg, ate Truma that belongs to the Kohen. So what the person has to do now is replace the fruits that he ate. They become truma and then add on a chomesh. So if he ate figs, and when he comes to replace the fruits to the Kohen, instead of giving him figs, he gives him dates, tavola bracha. He should be blessed for doing that. That's a positive thing, a good thing that he's doing. Hey, chidami, what's the case? If it's according to the value, dachamine bezuza, he ate a zuz worth of figs, v'kamashalim bezuza, and he pays it back a zuz worth of dates, my tavola bracha. He did nothing. Bezuza achal, he ate a zuz worth, and he gives him back a zuz kamashalim. He didn't do anything in addition. He gave him exactly what he ate. Alav lefimi da, must be according to the measurement. Dachamine griva de grugrorot. He ate a sa'ah worth of dried figs. The shavya zuza, that's worth one zuz. Become a shalim le griva de tamarim, and he's paying back a sa'ah worth of tamarim, the shavya arba'ah, that's worth four zuz. Piktanik tavola bracha. So you see that there, the brightest says that he should have a bracha for that because he's giving him back the same quantity, but the value of the quantity is much higher, because dates are better than figs. So if that's the case, then if we know what the amount of figs are that you need for Shtei Seudot, we would know that dates would never exceed that amount. And we know that the minimum amount for figs is a kav. That means a date would be no more than a kav. That would be a kav or less. And that's what Rabbi Yossi says is the proof. Amar says, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye's student says, Them lolam dachol minei bezuzah v'kamashleim bezuzah. No. He ate a zuz worth and he paid him back a zuz. My tavol abracha. So then why is it tavol abracha? He ate something that people aren't interested in buying. It's not something that sells quickly. And he gives him back something that is easily sold. So even though he gave him the same value back, he gave him a value that is more readily liquidated. And he can get money for it much quicker. So that's why tavola bracha. And from there you have no proof that dates are better than figs. Shtita. Shtita, Rashi says, is roasted flour with honey added to it. Amrav Adar Bar Pinchas, Trey Shagushe. Two spoonfuls qualify for an Eruv. That's the amount you need to make an Eruv. That's the amount you would consume in Shtei Seudot. Kisani. Kisani, Rashi says, is roasted klayot, roasted kernels, or roasted ears. Amar Abaye, Trey Bone de Pumpadita. It's two measurements or two handfuls of Pumpadita. That's the amount you would have in two Seudot, and therefore that would be suffice for an Eruv. Amar Abaye, while we're talking about this, Amar Liyem, my mother told me, Hane Kisane Malu Liba Umevatle Machshavoto. These Kisane, these roasted kernels, roasted ears of wheat, they are good for the heart, and they take away any bad thoughts. They help remove a person from having negative thoughts. Now again, we mentioned this in the past, that Abaye's mother passed away when he was very young. Whenever Abaye says Amar Liyem, it's likely his nurse or his stepmother that brought him up. V'amar Abaye Amar Liyem, Hai Mandi Itle Chusha Deliba, someone who has a weakness in the heart or pain in the heart, like the Bisra the Atma Yumino, should bring the meat from the right Yerech of Dichra of an Ayo, should bring the right flank or the right leg, rear leg of an Ayo. Velaite kibuye deriita de Nisan. And it should bring dung chips that were made in Nisan. I mean, the dung was produced by the animals in Nisan. He should use those to roast the meat on it. Vileka kibuye deriita, if he doesn't have those dung chips to use for the firewood. Laite sugaine de arvato, he should bring twigs of the willow. nichavevei, then he should heat it up, roast it up, v'nechel, and then eat that meat, v'nishte batrei chamra marko. And afterwards, he should drink from it wine, as Rashi says, marko is mazuk, diluted wine, and that is beneficial for someone who has a weak heart. Okay, we'll stop over here.